Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omid Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Shin Yud Ches, still discussing many of the halachos of reheating foods on Shabbos. And we begin at the very top of the Yomud with Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, an ambati, what is that? So the Rama tells us, Pirush Kli Shirochetz Bo. This is some sort of a basin that a person can bathe inside of. So you have some sort of a bathtub over here, Shomerchutz, it's from a bathhouse, Shashim Leo Mayim Chamin, which is filled up with hot water. And the Rama adds, V'afa Pishi Klisheni. Now, obviously, this bathtub was not over fire itself. So you poured hot water that was from a Kli Rishon into this bathtub, and now you have hot water within this bathtub has the halachic status of a Kli Sheni. So the halach is a nosdin l'mayim sonin. It's a little bit too hot to go into, so you want to cool it down. So you're not allowed to go and add cold water to this hot bathtub. Shahare mechamimon harbe, because it's going to heat up the cold water that you're putting into it, and that would be an isser of bishul on Shabbos. However, the Mechaber tells us, avol nosein hu mimayim chamin, Shevezeho ambati, lesoch ambati acher shotzonin. But you can take water from this basin or bathtub over here that has hot water in it and go and put it into a third bathtub that has cold water in it. That's not a problem. So to review, you're not allowed to go and add cold water to a Kli Sheni bathtub. However, you can take the hot water from the Kli Sheni bathtub and go and put it into a Kli Shlishi bathtub, so to say, that has cold water in it. Why? So let's look inside the Bir Halacha over here. In Dibra Maskel Ambati Shomerchot, so the Chofetz Chaim writes, we're talking here, Shirotzi Likonis Lishom Lito Ma'at Mayim Chamin, Vilirchotz Behem Achakach Ponayod Viraglov. He's going into the bathhouse over here to take out a little bit of water from this Kli Sheni bathtub over here in order to wash his hands and his face. The mutter im huchamu mer of Shabbos. That is permitted on Shabbos, in case you're wondering how we're going to a bath on Shabbos. That is permitted to go take some of this hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos and wash yourself with it on Shabbos. So that's the first point. Then the Mishneh Berurah says in Siv Katan Ayin Hei, we're talking here, afilu b'chamei Tveria, even if this water had been heated up from the chamei Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria, not from a real fire. Aser litain sonim bambati. You're not allowed to add cold water over here to this Kli Sheni bathtub that was heated up with waters from the hot springs of Tveria. Shuhum shach min amayin l'socha, that were somehow brought from the hot springs of Tveria through some sort of a connection into this bathtub. Deir Shu foot number 90 explains the reason why. It's based upon a Rashi in Gemara and Shabbos. Shekivan shenim shokim hachamin l'socha ambati yeshirus meimayin. Since the water is being brought through this conduit directly into this bathtub, straight from the hot springs of Tveria, nechshavim heim kimunochim b'chli rishon. It's as if they are in a Kli Rishon. So what we're dealing is over here essentially is a Kli Rishon that has hot water in it. And therefore you can't add cold water to it for sure because Kli Rishon is mevashel. What should you do in this situation? Elitzarich lito meho ambati b'chli sheni. You take some water from this ambati in another utensil. That would now be a kli sheni. And then v'yachakach yitin amayim l'socha. Then you can go and add water into that. Even afilo amayim tzonin l'muwatim in acham. Even if you're going to add only a small amount of cold water into this now kli sheni hot water, as we will learn in Yitzchak Shem later in today's shir in Sif Beis. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Vav. The Mishneh Berurah explains the kivan shehein l'rechitza. Since you're doing this for the purposes of bathing, mistama chim min harbe. You have very hot water over here, and therefore, even though it's in a Kli Sheni, as the Rama said, umisbashlin hatzonanim shemis arvin bahen afal pi shambati hu Kli Sheni. Brought down by the Torah that the cold water that you're now adding to this very hot Kli Sheni will be able to be cooked, even though it is a Kli Sheni. The Deir Shu footnote number 91 brings down the afal pi shechom hamayim eino godel ayidei riboy chimumen. Even though this large amount of water over here that's hot will not really get above 100 degrees. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal writes, Shitochin shayidei shemischamim hamayim harbe vehei mayim merubim. Since there is heated up water over here and it's a lot of it, yecholim him levashel afal pi shemunochem heim b'chli sheni. They do have the ability to cook somehow in a Kli Sheni, at least mid the Rabbanim. And the Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says, "Vizeo shekosav sheir mecham harbe." That's what it means over here, that they're very much heated up. And that's why the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Ayin Zayin, you're not allowed to add cold water to it. He says, "Ayin dachronim," in the Sharet Zion Oskuf Dalet, this is Tosefer Shabbos in the Marma Mordechai, shekosu, that they hold, the dafko mayim mu'otim, you're only not allowed to add a little bit of cold water, because sheefshar sheyis bashlushon, then it will be able to cook in this Kli Sheni. However, but if you put in a lot of water, and as we'll see, simultaneously, you don't put it in drip drip, but you're pouring a big amount of water into this klisheni. And then you almost instantly make this hot water into lukewarm water, via you're pouring in a large amount of cold water, shari, then it's actually permissible to do it into the klisheni, as we'll learn also later in today's shir, lakami besif. And that's because you've essentially cooled it off to the point where it's not able to be mavashal. The Mishnah adds, Venira, it appears, the imhoyo hambati klirishon, but if the ambati is a klirishon, then yesh lochush ladas haran v'rabbeinu yeruchim, then you have to be concerned about these two great rishonim, shekosu de ambati also litain afilu tzonim rubim. Into a klirishon, you're not allowed to add even a lot of cold water, because as soon as some water gets in there, it will be cooked, even though momentarily it will all be cooled off. The Mishnah continues in Sivkot Ayin Ches. He says, "Va'afilu im ha'ambati u'klirishon." If you're starting off with the bathtub being a hot klirishon, mutu la'oros l'soch ma'im tzoninim im he merubin alacham. You can take from this klirishon and pour it into this klisheni that has a lot of cold water in it, much more so than the hot water. V'afal gav da'osu la'oros al tavlin. Even though we said irui klirishon is mavashal and you can't pour it directly onto spices like we learned in yesterday's shir, kosher kosher b'sif yud, because the havi klirishon and the klirishon is mavashal klipa. So dafka al dover gush. That's only when you're pouring it onto a hard item, a non-liquid item. Avol hocha shayni, but here it's different. Shemis arvin achamim in hatzonein. When you're pouring this hot water onto this large amount of cold water. It almost instantly is going to become cooled off and become lukewarm at best because of the large amount of cold water that's there. And therefore, when you're putting a hot piece of meat inside cold gravy, that is forbidden. The kivin she'eno misari, if it doesn't mix instantly, mavasho kidei klipa, it will go and cook kidei klipa. Like we said, iroi klirishon, it will cook kidei klipa. It will cook the outermost part. But here with the water, you're pouring into a large amount of cold water, it will not cook kidei klipa, it will be cooled off almost instantly. The issue of foot number 92 brings out a very important din. Ulaniach sir roseach besoch mayim karim kidei letzoneno. You want to put a hot pot inside cold water. You're not putting the water inside the pot, but the external part of the pot is very hot. You just took it, let's say, off the fire. It's a klirishon, and now you're putting it into cold water. So your intention is to cool off the pot, but what about the water, the cold water that you're putting it into? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that this is permitted. Mutter. Vimnesher rak rotav. Shemachmas smichuso nidvak bechatichas basar mizvashal al dekach. Only gravy that's on meat would cook in this fashion. Masha ain kein hamayim, but not water. Hanogim besir, I would say, after just touching the external part of the pot. Shemisarv miyat, it's instantly, this pot's not being put into a little bit of water, it's being put into a large body of water. Veinin maspikin lesbashal, and none of the water will be able to be cooked in the time that it cools off. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Shemutu letzanin es asir kishen rotzo, no, shishamu amayim. You're allowed to do this as long as your intention isn't to heat up the water. He adds, ulaniach dover gush betzalachas shinish arubosh eris morok shistanin legamri. To put a solid item into a pot that has a little bit of cold soup in it. So Rav Nissen Karol Shlita says that's also permissible. Because this hot dover gush, this solid object without gravy, according to many poskim, cannot cook. And even if it does, he says, the heating up a little bit of the gravy over here is not really considered important at all, and it's therefore not considered halachically cooking. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Sivkot Ayin Tes, where he quotes the Mechaber, who said that when you're taking the water from the hot kli sheni, you're allowed to go put it into a cold kli shlishi. That hot water isn't going to cook the stuff in the kli shlishi. So Mishmur says, L'revusin okat. He's coming to add over here. The apa pishu ambati lo gozru. Even though it's putting it into a bathtub, the rabbis did not make a gzer in this situation. The koshik and the soch kli achar, sheish bosonin, and thirdly, into a kli shlishi that's not a bathtub, the rabbis did not make any such gzer. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mecham shepino mimenu mayim chamin. You have an urn that you've emptied, and now you want to put in cold water to cool off the urn. Mutr litein l'socho mayim tzonein, and the Rama adds merubim, you're allowed to pour a lot of water into this now empty urn in order to cool off the urn. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pei, avol mu'atim, but to just put a little bit of water into the urn, sheyuchlu l'schamei mechom hamecham, that could get heated up by the hot urn itself, achetei ayatzu lettuce ben, until it reaches the level of yatzu lettuce bo, that would be forbidden, osur. However, avo merubim mutter, but to pour a large amount is permitted because it will not get heated up. It will cool off the urn before it heats up to yatsu lettuce bow. And therefore, he says, afilu im yamali es kol hakli b'mayim tzonenim, even if filled it all the way up to the top with this cold water. Here we're now dealing with a separate iser over here, which the Mishnah Berurah tells us, dahinu shakli matkos cham, a very hot metal utensil. The nosle socho tzonen mechaskin es hakli, and you add cold water to it, it will actually strengthen the kli. This is called seraph over here. Vizehu gemar melechas etzorfim, and this is what the people who make such pots do in order to solidify and harden their pots. So you might have thought over here, you have this empty, very hot urn, and you're adding a lot of cold water to it, maybe it's a problem of being mitzarif this urn, finishing off this urn. Because when it heats up, the metal over here is inflated somehow, it expands, and it's almost going to break. And adding the cold water over here hardens it and makes the inflated part, so to say, the expansion, contract. Nevertheless, this concern is not a real concern. Afilu hochi, the Mishnah Berurah says, shari, you're allowed to put a lot of cold water into this urn over here. We don't worry about that it's going to be coming lidei tziruf. Kivan she'ein miskavin l'zeh, because you have no intention of doing this, and the la psik ratio, and it's not absolutely certainly going to happen. So you have no intention, and it's not a psik ratio, it is permissible. The efshar shelo yigah kli ayidei zeh, lidei tziruf, because you may not get actual tziruf from this. It won't be enough over here to go and be mitzarefit, however that works. However, if you intend over here to go and be mitzarefit, you intend to go and harden the kli, this urn, yeshomrim shehu chayev. In this situation, you would be chayev over here, midaraisa, according to some, yeshomrim shumid rabbanon. Others say it would be an issur derabbanon only. The Mechaber continues and he writes, umutu lotzuk mayim chamim, you're allowed to go and pour hot water, lesoch mayim tzonein, into cold water, or otzonein, cold water, lesoch chamin, into hot water, as long as the hot water is not in a kli rishon. Vu shelo yu b'kli rishon. Because as the Mechaber continues, in a kli rishon, the hot water is very hot. Mipnei shemischan min harbe. And therefore, you have a problem that when you're adding the cold water to it, or when you're adding the hot water into cold water, you're going to heat up the cold water. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pei Aleph, in both of these scenarios over here, the hot water into the cold water, the cold water into the hot water, you're talking here about where the cold water is even only a small amount. And that the water will still be above the temperature of yatsu lettuce, even after you mix the hot and the cold waters. Gam kein shari. This is also permissible because you're talking here not about a kli rishon, kivin shubi kli sheni. And we have a rule over here, kaimalon, the kli sheni enum avashal. We have a rule that items in a second utensil, in a kli sheni, unless they're kali habishal, are not considered capable of being cooked further, as we already learned in a previous year in Sif Tes. Deir Shufut number 94 brings down, v'afal pi shibi mitzias, even though looking at it factually, on uroim, you have a kli sheni. You just poured water from a kli rishon into this kli sheni. The water is boiling hot. It's still very hot. And now you go and add a small amount of cold water to it. It's still going to be boiling hot. The cold water has become boiling hot. It's still going to be above the temperature of yatsu lettuce bowl. Nevertheless, the Chidush HaRashbar brings down Shechom Zehu Shel HaMayim HaRoschim Shekvar Hayusham. It is the hot water that was there previously. V'lo Shel HaMayim HaTzonanim Shenitnu L'socham. And it's not the cold water that you're putting in there that's hot. It's the hot water that was previously there. I don't fully understand that. Then he writes, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Harei Kishmenicha Mayim Besakis nylon, besoch mayim roschit hanim so b'klisheni, seems to suggest that the Rashba over here was saying that the waters are separate still. The hot water is separate from the cold water. And that's why you're really dealing with the hot water over here, if I understand the Rashba correctly. So Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, so if you physically separate the hot water and the cold water by keeping the cold water in some sort of a bag, you'll still see that the cold water in the bag gets heated up. You can't say that that's the hot water already. And the Shlomo Zalman says, so why is it not called bishul? Ultimately, he's left with a tzorich iyun. Alternatively, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Shiesh l'chalek bin mayim tzonenim sha'omdim bifnei atzmu klisheni. You have to differentiate between cold water that's standing by itself in a klisheni, that can be cooked, as opposed to adding cold water to water that's already in a klisheni, that doesn't heat up as well, because it's mixing with it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Pei Beis. We said that you're allowed to mix this hot and cold water in the scenario that we described, as long as the hot water wasn't in a Kli Rishon. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, if the hot water was in a Kli Rishon, then it's also Lotzuk B'Sochem Mayim Tzadim. Then you're not allowed to go and pour cold water into it. The Huadin likewise, the also La'aros Mayim L'Soch Mayim Tzadim. You can't take this hot water and go and pour it into cold water that is Mu'atim, that is a small amount, because in both of these scenarios, Seish Bashlu Al Yodim, they will immediately go and heat up, cook the hot water. We will discuss Dirshu footnote number 95 in a moment. Let's finish off the regular learning that we have over here, because I want to make sure we have enough room to discuss that, and then we'll get to Dirshu footnote number 95. The Ramah tells us over here now, Hagah v'im hamayim merubim kokach sheyefshar sheyish bashlu rak sheyafigu tzinasen. But if there's so much cold water over here that at best you're just going to take the chill out of it, then the Rama says afilu b'chli rishon shari. Then this would be permitted even if the hot water wasn't a kli rishon. And the understanding is rak shelo yeh al eish. The kli rishon can't be on the fire itself still at that point, as we'll see in a moment. But if it's taken off the fire, then you could add a large amount of cold water into it if you know for certain that it will only just take the chill out of the cold water, but there's no way that it will be able to be mavashalit. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Pei Gimel explains, we're talking here, koi atzonin l'soch chamin, we're talking about putting cold water into hot water. V'chein im chamin l'toch tzonin, hoya atzonin merub mishari. Or likewise, if it's hot water into cold water, as long as you have enough of the cold water that it's a large amount, then it's permissible because it will not be able to be cooked. And he says, ayin d'chai yodam shekosav, the bitzonin l'chamin, if you're talking about putting cold water into hot water, you have to do this all in one big fell swoop. Dafka sheshofech b'shvicha gedola hakol b'pamachas. You have to pour the whole container, the whole contents of the cold water into the hot water almost simultaneously. But if you do it drip by drip, avo ma'at ma'at, also l'oros, then you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Sharmi v'asho taketh, because every little bit will be quickly cooked before it all cools off. Umayoel, how does it help you? Mashim, it's not an achakach. By the time you pour in all the cold water, everything will have cooled off, but the first drops or the first small amount that you put in will have been heated up. Sivkot and Pei Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vafilu chamin kitzas kein poshun shari. Even we said it will take the chill out of the cold water. Even if we'll make it to lukewarm, it's still good. As long as rak shlo yah yatsu lettuce bone, as long as it doesn't reach the temperature of yatsu lettuce bone. Sivkot and Pehei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the same halach applies who adin somuch liyesh b'mokum shochel is bashel. That which we said you can't pour this cold water into a kli rishon that's on the fire, the same thing would apply if the kli rishon was near the fire, because it also would be hot enough to be able to cook. Because also, pen yishkach v'yanichenesham, you may forget and leave it over there, ukil lekameh b'sif yudalaz, we'll learn mitzvah Hashem in tomorrow's shir, and that would be a concern of cooking. We'll spend the rest of the little time that we have doing Dirshu footnote number 95. This will discuss a very important question. If you have a little bit of drops, let's say, left in your kli sheni, you had a tea and you have poured from the kli sheni into a kli shlishi, and now you have some drops left in the kli sheni and you want another cup of tea. Can you take from your kli rishon and pour it into the kli sheni and then pour it into the kli shlishi? In other words, can you pour the hot water into a container that has little bits of drops left in it? So la'oros mimecham l'toch kos shenisha bo ma'at mashke mevushol shitztanin. So if the water was still hot, then it wouldn't be a problem. But the water is cooled off in your kli sheni, and now you want to add new hot water to it. Are you called cooking when you add the hot water from the kli rishon into this kli sheni? So the Chazon Ish says it's actually mutter. You don't really care about the little drops that are left at the bottom. So what if they get heated up? You don't want it to be heated up. You don't care about it. And he says you can be mitzar at this with the das of the Rashbam that's brought down in the Beis Yosef. She'irui mikli rishon nechshav kikli sheni. So the irui is only kli sheni, and a kli sheni isn't mavashal. And this is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. He says, "Shekishiyesh b'kos tipos muatos shis bashlu vitzdanu." If you have in this, let's say, kosheni, originally hot water, there's a little bit left, some drops left, and they cooled off, it's mutter to go and pour hot water onto them. Kiven shenokdim onu shebishul achabishul bedover lach shitzdanin legamrei eino osim in adin. Because technically over here, this has already been cooked, so it's bishul achabishul. And there is an opinion that states that bishul achabishul, even if it's totally cooled off, is not an issa d'oraisa. It's only osim d'rabbanan. He adds as well that it may be less than the shear of the malacha of bishul anyway, because it's only a couple of drops. And he further adds that you have no desire for these drops to go. It's a psik reisha d'nolichale. He doesn't get any hanah from these little drops. And he says, only kishyesh kamos mayim tzonin and bishir shenanimehem mechimim. If you literally left maybe an inch at the bottom of the glass, and that would be benefiting to you, then it would be also to pour the hot water onto this. He brings out other opinions that agree with this. He brings out other opinions that disagree with this. Ayin sham in the rest of this long, interesting footnote. Lemaisa, many people are machmir not to pour it onto these drops, and hamachmir tovo olav bracha. That concludes today's shir.